You may not realize it, but when it comes to living your best life and meeting your potential, you could be your own worst enemy. Limiting beliefs, all that negative self-talk, are the single biggest thing holding you back. Limiting beliefs are the negative messages about your ability or your characteristics, often imprinted from your childhood. Think of all the messages you might have received about being bad or lazy or selfish, even slow or just not that smart. These messages go deep into your subconscious and help to create the adult self-talk that makes you feel bad, an inner critic who chips in to say you're not that great. This continuous loop of "no, you can't" becomes a pattern of self-sabotage that blocks you from achieving your dreams. To start with, you can begin to re-script that negative self-talk by turning it around and embedding positive beliefs. Get ready to be inspired, motivated, and empowered. Welcome to the Whole Happy Successful podcast, where we will talk about positivity, mindset, and different tactics and strategies to be more happy and successful. I'm your host, Behnaz Vala, and I'm on a mission to help as many people as possible to be more successful through a positive mindset. Whether you're looking to improve your career, strengthen your relationships, or find more happiness and fulfillment in your life, you'll find the guidance and inspiration you need right here. Join me in this fascinating journey and become more whole, happy, and successful. Welcome to the beautiful world of the power of mind and positive thinking. Let's start our journey together. Today, we'll delve deeper into understanding limiting beliefs, where they come from, how they impact our lives, and powerful methods for releasing them. Most of our core beliefs are formed very early in childhood, before age 7. As our prefrontal cortex, responsible for critical thinking, is still developing. At this young age, we look to important caregivers to help us understand the world. The messages we received, both verbally and nonverbally through their behaviors and words, had a profound impact on our developing minds. If a child experienced caregivers who were critical, demanding perfection, and never satisfied, it could lead to the internalized belief, "I am not good enough." Hearing parents constantly stress about finances and bills may result in the belief, "Money is hard to get." Witnessing frequent arguments, divorces, or instability could ingrain the belief, "Relationships never last." Praise focused more on following rules than creativity may lead to, "I will never succeed." Absorbing a parent's constant complaints could mean internalizing, "life is hard." As we mature into adulthood, our prefrontal cortex finishes developing. However, many of these early core beliefs remain active in our subconscious minds long past their expiration date. Our subconscious works tirelessly, almost like an autopilot system, to prove these limiting beliefs right through unconscious patterns of self-sabotage. For example, someone with the belief, "I am not good enough," may constantly doubt their abilities and undermine their own success without even realizing it. This leads to low self-esteem, where they don't feel worthy or deserving of good things. It also breeds lack of confidence to take risks or put themselves out there. As a result, this limiting belief holds them back from achieving their full potential. The belief money is hard to get can attract financial struggles as well. On a subconscious level, the mind resists abundance as it tries to confirm this belief is true. Someone with this belief may be less motivated to ask for raises or take calculated business risks that could grow their income. Their subconscious essentially puts up barriers to keep money from flowing easily into their life. They may avoid opportunities for extra income or feel unworthy of wealth. The belief relationships never last can sabotage someone's ability to form deep, meaningful connections. They may constantly look for flaws in partners and push people away before getting too close. This self-fulfilling prophecy ensures the belief remains confirmed. On a deeper level, it stems from a core wound of unworthiness or abandonment. When these types of limiting beliefs remain active into adulthood, they shape our reality and keep us stuck feeling like victims to outside circumstances beyond our control. We unconsciously attract experiences confirming the beliefs and put invisible barriers in our own way without even realizing it. As a result, limiting beliefs end up being one of the primary things holding most people back from achieving goals, being happy, and living an empowered life. So how can we overcome these invisible barriers and start creating the life we truly desire? The first step is gaining awareness of your core beliefs through processes like a belief audit. By writing down your answers to prompts like, what do I believe about myself? And what do I believe about money, relationships, health, career, etc.? You can externalize these subconscious programs and examine them objectively without judgment. This brings powerful insights by shining light on beliefs you may have been completely unaware were controlling your life. As you write, pay close attention to any beliefs that generate strong negative emotions like anger, sadness, or fear when stated. These likely represent major limiting beliefs with deep roots in your psyche. Noting how often certain beliefs repeat across different life areas can also reveal core themes. The audit process is enlightening as it helps you recognize the invisible lenses coloring your perception. Once aware of your key limiting beliefs, the next phase uses techniques to clear the emotional charge that has been stored in your subconscious mind, keeping these beliefs active. Methods like EFT or emotional freedom technique. Tapping helps discharge this stored emotional energy. As the charge is released, the belief loses its power over your thoughts and behavior. EFT involves tapping on meridian points while focusing on the limiting belief and associated negative feeling. This sends a calming signal to the amygdala, helping it release the emotional attachment. Statements like, "Even though I feel unworthy, I deeply love and accept myself," are repeated during tapping. Consistent practice is needed for full release. With the emotional hooks dissolved, you can then consciously replace old limitations with new empowering beliefs you find believable and beneficial. Examples may include, "I am good enough," "I have so much wonderful to offer the world," or "Money flows to me easily and continuously." Daily repetition of affirming these new empowering program helps overwrite the old software at a subconscious level over time. Visualization is another powerful technique. Imagine scenarios of yourself confidently achieving goals and feeling worthy of success. See yourself attracting abundance, healthy relationships, and happiness. By feeling the emotions associated with living from empowerment rather than limitation, you reinforce new beliefs in your subconscious mind. Another powerful technique, which is closely related to visualization, is mindfulness. Mindfulness and meditation are simple techniques you can use at home to step away from your negative thoughts and find inner peace. Practicing mindfulness concentrates your attention on the present, allowing you to detach from the things that are holding you back. As well as making mindful meditation a regular practice in your life, you can decide to set the intention to release one or more of your negative beliefs. Start by sitting in a quiet room or space. Make sure you're comfortable and warm. Take a few deep calming breaths. Bring to mind one or more of your limiting beliefs. Say to yourself, "I release this negative belief to the universe." Visualize the belief dissolving and leaving your body and mind. See yourself released from the fear and self-doubt. The last technique for today is Reiki. Reiki is another energy-based therapy that can help you drop your defensive self-talk, identify your limiting beliefs, and release them. It relies on the belief that our bodies can tap into the universal energy, qi in traditional Chinese medicine, prana in yoga, to help heal pain, suffering, and disease. You can receive a Reiki healing from anyone who is a qualified Reiki practitioner. Or you can also benefit just by adopting the philosophy and practices of Reiki in your own life. There are five pillars of Reiki which provide a sound basis for living an authentic, kind life, freed from harmful beliefs and focused on doing your best right now. People who practice Reiki commit to these five pillars every day. Number one, just for today, I will not be angry. That allows you to let go of resentment, envy, and anger, and frees you to be open to peacefulness and kindness to others. Number two, just for today, I will not worry. This pillar frees you from fear, gives you permission to love, and relinquish the need to control. Number three, just for today, I will be grateful. Practicing gratitude is one of the best things you can do to reduce stress and anxiety. Being thankful for what you have right now releases you from envy and fear of failure. Number four, just for today, I will work honestly. You are free to work in achieving your goals in a spirit of honest hard work and not for greed or to get one over the other guy. Number five, just for today, I will be kind to every creature I meet. Committing to be kind to all beings in your life immediately changes your attitude to them. You are open, positive, generous, and kind. You start from a position of love, not fear. The results of clearing limiting beliefs can truly transform your life. Clients report overcoming depression, attracting loving relationships, excelling in careers, improving health conditions, achieving financial abundance, and so much more. Their confidence, sense of empowerment, and ability to create the life they desire skyrockets once invisible barriers are removed. You have so much untapped potential when you start living from a place of empowerment instead of limitation. I encourage you to explore belief clearing further to transform your life. Your best life is waiting. It's time to clear a path and start living it to the fullest. Are you ready to start releasing old limitations and empowering new beliefs? I would like to invite you to my coaching program, Limitless Mindset Mastery, in which one of the pillars is clearing your limiting beliefs. The techniques discussed here, except Reiki, and more are used in my coaching program, and you can get started on your unique journey toward massive transformation. The link to more information is in the show notes. You could also book a free clarity call with me to talk about your issues and ways to resolve them. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you would like to know more about limiting beliefs, you are so welcome to join us on my free Facebook group, Mindset Mastery for Business Success. I will have a video in the group on Thursday in which I will talk about beliefs that keep you from attracting your goals and also a little more about procrastination, a very common limiting belief. I'm so looking forward to welcoming you there. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and share it with your friends and family. I would also love to hear your thoughts and experiences, so leave a comment and share them with me. Also, I would love to invite you to join my free Facebook group, Mindset Mastery for Business Success, and discover more. The link to join is in the show notes. Stay tuned for the next episode, where we will continue to explore important topics related to being whole, happy, and successful. I am so looking forward to talking to you next week. Expect the best, and the best will happen to you.